Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, how's it going? This is Jaesu coming to you from the GTA Comic-Con, the third one, I believe. And I'm here with artist Stephanie Line. How's it going?
Good, good. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, you were actually a guest at Civil War Geekery Con last week. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
I'm glad. We didn't get a chance to talk to you then, so I'm glad I get this second chance now. And first of all, we should probably talk about the big, major announcement you have here. You sent me some artwork this week, and tell the folks what you're doing, actually.
I'm coming out with a new comic called Strays, and it is a story about coming out, acceptance, and it touches on a lot of social issues like alcoholism, domestic abuse, animal cruelty, and homelessness. It's a story about a teen girl who comes out to her parents, and it doesn't go well, and they throw her out of the house. And on her way to her girlfriend's house, someone, terrible person, throws a dog out of a window, and the dog lands on her head. And that's good for the dog and bad for her. Because, number one, she has a dog on her head. Number two, she doesn't like dogs. Number three, she's allergic. And she's having the worst day of her life. And in true dog form, the dog decides, hey, I just met you, and I love you. And he follows her, and even though she resists his love, the two become best friends because they're there for each other when they have no one else.
Now, I've actually read it, and I loved it. Made me cry on my way to work, by the way.
Aww,
but it's
sorry.
A good story, and you're trying to Kickstarter it, then?
Yes, I'm Kickstarting it next month. I'm asking for $350, which is half my printing costs, and I have some really amazing rewards in store, including original artwork from other artists of my Strays characters, as well as handmade bags and bacon keychains.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they're all unique, handmade by a girl from Thunder Bay, all Canadian made, and the fabric on the bags is actually the fabric of the dog in the story.
Okay. Well, it's a really good story, and I definitely recommend anyone listening, like, help out with it, because I'd like to actually see a physical copy of it.
And the physical copies will be in full color. There'll be 36 pages, 32 pages for the story, as well as a couple little ad spaces, for example, for the 519, which is a LGBTQ help support group, and they help people who need help when they're coming out or if they're trans and need resources. It's a place for them to go when they're an non-profit organization. So I'm including an ad for them just in case somebody doesn't know about them and needs them.
That's really cool. We're definitely going to get the word out about that because I was impressed by it. Like, it's very good.
Thank you.
And you were also telling me you've had other published work. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Of course. My first published work was with Toronto Comics, and it's an anthology of work created by people in the Toronto area, and all the stories are about Toronto. And the way it came about was many of us were at Ty Templeton's comic book boot camp, and he mentioned that he wanted to do an anthology about Toronto, and he never had time, so we asked his permission and got his blessing and came out with the first volume in 2014. And since then, it's just exploded. We're actually releasing volume 3 at TCAF this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's really exciting for us. I wrote and illustrated a one-page story about moving to Toronto and how you feel about the city when you first moved there compared to 15 years later, how jaded you are about the city now.
Okay. Yes, you have one of the books here, and actually it has a foreword by Ty Templeton, too. Like, uh-huh. He's a great guy. We've met him before.
He is wonderful. He's an amazing teacher. I've taken all of his classes, and without him, I wouldn't have been able to put out Strays.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome. Cool. Now, I really feel bad I didn't come by your table last week because you've got a lot of great artwork here. Do you have a favorite character to draw that's not one of your creations?
Oh, Spider-Gwen.
I was noticing that. That's a really well-done Spider-Gwen, actually.
Thank you. And Wonder Woman, of course, as well. The two of them. I kind of go between them. Right now, I'm actually drawing Gwenpool.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm a little bit familiar with her.
Yeah, brand new, but, you know, she'll probably take off as well because she's adorable and hilarious.
Yeah, that she is, actually. Now, what sort of things do you geek out about?
Weird little things, I'd say. I just... This is spot, put me right on the spot there. And I know this answer, but I just can't think of superheroes, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I like reading comics. I like watching the shows. I geek out about Babylon 5 whenever I see someone wearing Babylon 5 costumes.
Okay.
Or discussing it, because it's old enough and it's obscure enough now that you really get the hardcore fans for it. I used to be a big anime nerd. I used to run the largest Rei Ayanami website on the internet and the largest Faye Valentine website on the internet. But those have since taken a step aside to my current interest, which is actually my own art business and working on my own stuff.
Nice. Now, there's a good question for everybody out there. Where can people go on social media to check out your work?
I am on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, Tumblr, Pinterest, pretty much anywhere. If you look up Joop Joop Rockets, that's me on the internet. There's no other Joop Joop Rocket on the internet.
Nice. And definitely when we post the interview, we will have links up to your site.
Excellent. Thank you.
No problem. So definitely from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for doing the GeekeryCon.
You're very welcome.
No problem. Thank you for sending me that artwork this week. I'm glad we're going to get the word out about that. It's a great story.
Thank you.
And definitely we look forward to seeing you at more of these shows.
Oh, I'll definitely be around. I love doing conventions.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.